There's a lot that you could discover about an entrepreneur or a business leader by how they look at the word no.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey-o! All right, all right. So I'm obsessed with the magic word of yes. And a lot of times in this podcast series, I talk to you about optimizing the path to yes, which is really how do you optimize the buyer's journey, the whole road that your target customer is going to go on, and how do you do it in a way that gets you the word yes more often? But, you know, I've worked with a lot of people over the years, and I see that there's some people look at the word no differently than I do. And I want to specifically talk about your perception of no. Because if you see the word as no, meaning no, you're not good enough, your information or what you're trying to sell is not what we're looking at, and you then take your tail between your legs and you walk off and you look for another person, you start the process over again. And the reason I'm interested in this is, what if the word no means not yet? And it doesn't really mean no. Maybe they didn't mean no. Maybe they meant not yet. Because I've gone through over the last 2 years an unbelievable life lesson that I can't reveal yet. But what I can reveal is I got three no's. I don't want to classify the no's, but they were no. And I didn't put my brakes on. And I didn't get pushy about it at all because I'm more of a magician. I have a warrior's heart. And I can push through, you know, like the heart of the champion. I get that. And I operate with that a lot. But in the sales process, I'm also operating with the magician who can just make shit happen. And I'm sure you're the same way. Every business has to have a good amount of magic in it and divine providence, faith in yourself, hard work, dedication, commitment, like all of those things need to be wrapped up into the business. But if you work with people and they interpret, or if you interpret the word no incorrectly, you could be significantly shooting yourself in the foot. So I got three no's from one client in about a 2 year period. And each time I was driving to a yes. But the thing that I'm most excited about is that every time they said no, and I came home, started strategizing this between my wife and I. And when I explained all the details, we both came to the conclusion that it really wasn't a no, it was a not yet. And in doing so, we stayed in the game. Like, I thought every time I got the no, I thought the game was over. Well, we didn't win. Game's over. I explained this to my wife, and she's like, whoa, wait a minute. Maybe that's just the first quarter. Or maybe that was halftime. I thought, hey, that's interesting. And she goes, maybe they meant not yet. So we went through this over a 2 year period where I feel like I got my ass kicked. And yet in the middle of getting my ass kicked, we did three things and maybe a fourth. Yeah, we did four things. And I'm going to go and just share these four things with you, because if you can understand the four things and see where they fit in your life, you can identify the opportunities and turn them into yeses. You got it? All right, so let's spend a few moments. I'm going to tell you these four things. I'm going to reveal them to you. And if you wouldn't mind, just know that we're working on something really damn cool. And in time, I'll be able to reveal it. But the first thing was what I already addressed with you, that the no might just mean not yet. Okay, that's the first one. And then from there, I want you to realize that my wife said to me, don't quit before the miracle. So now I got two things. Not yet. Don't quit before the miracle. The third thing, which meant like, how do you know? Like, maybe you're really on track. The third thing was, can you up your game? Can you find something inside of the culture to create something that's more valuable for that client? Can you up your game? Can you be more valuable to them? And then once I got to that point, the next stage was, be so good they can't ignore you. I heard a Steve Martin joke, or excuse me, a Steve Martin quote. And it triggered me because his quote is like, be so good they can't ignore you. I thought, wow, maybe this means not yet. So I shouldn't quit before the miracle. Maybe I need to up my game and find a way in what's going on in the culture that I could provide something more valuable and then be so good they can't ignore me. And then maybe I just do whatever I'm doing with such an open, loving heart that they realize that I'm in it to grow and evolve and to serve them. And in doing so, I got the magic word, yes. But if I looked at no as being no forever, it would have never happened. So what about you and your business? How do I turn this back around to you? How about you and the rejection that you receive? How do you interpret it? Does no mean no and you move on and you take your toys and you leave the sandbox? Or do you think not yet and you lean in deeper and demonstrate that you're willing to be the trusted advisor that's going to advise and guide and help them grow and that you're going to work with a loving heart and you're going to be so good and so compelling and you're going to up your game so it's so damn valuable that you've optimized to the magic word of yes. Think about this the next time you get rejected. Identify if it really means no or if it means not yet. And if it means not yet, dude, up your game. Let's go. Because I see it as meaning not yet. And I'm ready. Hey, thanks for letting me share this with you. I look forward to dropping the big news when I'm allowed. But just know that we're on track and amazing things are happening. And I'm so grateful you've been a part of this journey.